Updated weather. Freeze warning. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area.
Okay, federal R testing.
Linux operating system. For more information, go to svxlink.sourceforge.net.
WB9CSP, doing an audio check. W8TOY, WB9CSP, how's my audio, John?
WB9CSP, WATOY.
Yeah, go ahead, John. WB9CSP.
And I heard something in the background, and I had the speaker on the right setting. Try again.
Yeah, I was just asking you for an audio check a few moments ago to see how well you can hear me.
Oh, okay, well, right now I'm hearing a 5.9 on Echolink. The other day you mentioned an All-Star node. Do you remember what that All-Star node was that you mentioned?
Five 77820.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna give that a try. I'll be back in a minute. WATOY.
Roger that. Turn off the lawnmower. WB9CST.
Yeah, looks like I'm going with Halo Park Echo Link today. WHTOY.
Roger that, John. WB9CST. Minutes until net WB9CST. I guess I'll be running the net from my phone today and controlling it from my phone. But that's alright. Well, I still got Netlogger going on my computer. Net in 3 minutes, WB9CSP.
Right. G4RWN listening to, or looking for, to respond ADO and to VE7 Papa Gold Kilo.
G4RWN, 2W1ADO. Very good evening, Fred. It's all quiet down here, I believe.
Alright, good evening everyone, WB9CST. My name is Richard in Paris, Texas. This net meets every Saturday at 5 p.m. Central Time, 2200 UTC. And you can find more information about it on WB9CST.DeltaEcho.de. So before I continue, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Come now. All right, that's always good, not hearing any emergency or priority traffic. If you have any during the net, call break. Your traffic will be handled, and we will resume the net. So, today's question, I think I'll make it, if you had to build one type of antenna for a handheld, what would it be? And with that, I'll start taking short times and mobiles. So, any short times or mobiles, come now.
Net control, please recognize Kilo Charlie 7, Yankee Fox Echo, Kilo Charlie 7, Yankee Fox Echo, Dale R. Roseburg. Hey, thanks for the net, Richard.
Alright, I've got you, Dale, KC7YFE. I'm not hearing any short times or mobiles. General check-ins, anybody anywhere wishing to check in? And Dale, I'll come back to you in just a moment. Anyone else listening to checking to the everything net?
Kilo Foxtrot 0, Whiskey Oscar Lima, KF 0, WOL, James and Aurora.
Alright, KF 0, WOL, James, I just got you. I guess I'll just work with what I have for the moment. Hi, Dale, KC7YFE, how are you today? How are things on the West Coast? Today's question, I'm not sure if you came in right when I asked, put it out. What kind of antenna would you build for a handheld, and why would you build that specific antenna? Go ahead.
Yeah, Whiskey Bravo 9. And Charlie, Sierra, Papa, or actually, we buy 9 Chicago-style pizzas, Kilo, Charlie, 7, Yankee, Fox, Echo. One time at one of our club demonstrations, antenna building demonstrations, I've seen one of them, what they call it, a tape measure antenna. I've seen a couple of those around. Wouldn't mind building one of those because it looks like it would be portable, you know, and, you know, easy to stick in a backpack if you can fold it down. But, yeah, it would just be for a handheld, if I'm not mistaken. That's what I would use it for and keep it with me in the event that I can't get out on a HT rubber ducky. Put that bad boy up there and see what happens now. There he goes. Nope. Gun smoke because of radio interference. Hi. QRM, or I think it's QRM there. Hi. A good trivia question, Richard. Ben, I hope you're doing okay with Pacific Northwest. We got some real hazy white clouds overhead, but not enough to block out the sun. I'm trying to get in as much rays as I can here. I'm about fixing to take a walk down the street and see what's going down, you know, for a few minutes anyway, just to get out of the house. So, send it back, WB9CSP Net Control. Thank you and everybody else for being here. Let's keep coming back because I want to hear from you, not read about you. This is KC7YFE, sending it back.
Yeah, Roger that, Dale. Thanks for checking in and glad to hear you at the new time. Hope you keep coming back, and glad you made it today. KF0WOL, good afternoon. How are you? How are things in Colorado, and what kind of antenna would you build for an HT and why? Go ahead.
Hey Richard, we're good down here in Aurora. It's surprisingly not raining today. But I think an antenna I'd build is a three-dimensional Yagi antenna, one of those X-wing looking ones that pick up SATCOM and whatnot. See if you can hit the ISS with one of those and just general satellite things. They're not too cheap to build, though. That's my only issue. And they're not very user... They're not user-friendly, but beginner-friendly. Back to you.
Good evening. This is KJ5POU calling from Texas, United States.
KJ5POU, I think I got that right. Good evening, how are you? And thanks, WOL, for checking in. And hello from Paris, Texas. How's the weather where you're at in your part of Texas? Go ahead.
The weather here in Texas is just phenomenal. Just pretty blue sky, partly cloudy, 71 degrees. Over.
Yeah, roger that. It's nice up here in Paris. It got kind of cold at first, but then it warmed up. It's 75 and it's sunny now. But yeah, thanks for checking in. I don't know if you knew my net was here or not. I recently changed the time of it. It's called the Everything Net, and it lasts from 5 to 6 on Saturday. Back to you.
Well, I'm sorry if I interrupted. I had no idea this was a net. I'm just trying to learn everything I can from this Echo Link, but I'm down near Waco, Texas. Over.
Ah, okay. I've been down to Waco once for the Chip and Joanna Gaines stuff, and I have a friend who's helping me fix my repeaters and stuff down there. You might know him, you might not. Dave N3DMC is his call. And he lives in, I think it's called Risle, Texas.
Yes, sir, I know exactly where that is. We're probably about 40 miles from there. Anyway, I apologize if I interrupted your net. I just was scrolling through all these things up on Echo Link, and I just closed my eyes and clicked on one, and here you are. It says that I'm on the Wales in the United Kingdom, but I reached you. And I think that's awesome. Over.
Yeah, I don't think because the time change I have that they would mind, Cheryl. I had to punch a call into QRZ to make sure I got your name right, because my netlogger's telling me one thing, but QRZ told me another. But no, you didn't interrupt. But yeah, it meets here every Saturday at 5 p.m., so if you get a chance to come back, I'd be more than welcome to have you over.
Well, as soon as I stop this QSO, I'm going to enter you in my favorites, and I will try to come back. I appreciate you talking with me, and I was up in Paris, Texas about right after the first of the year, and finally went to the Texas Eiffel Tower. Over.
Yep, I've been there a bunch of times, so it's okay, but thank you for stopping in, and I'll have to tell you the connection to go to before I let you go. So if you look on your screen, you should see a conference server called FBA coming up right now. If you connect to that next Saturday at the same time, you'll be able to check into the net again. Over.
Yes, sir, I see that. I'm going to say that into my favorites. Thank you very much. You have a wonderful day, and 73 to you. This is KJ5POU.
Do that, Cheryl. I hope to hear you again next Saturday at 5, and have a good rest of your evening. Let's see. That brings me to the bottom of my list. So Anybody else anywhere wishing to check in, come now. WB9CSP.
Let's go. This is Peter, Foxtrot, 8, Good, Hotel, Tango, and Ion in Warren, Michigan.
Kilo 6, Golf from Yulima, K6 GL, Linda, California.
Alright, between my computer and my phone, I got you, Linda, first. Ian, I think it was. KF8, give me the suffix. And John, I got you, even though I don't think I heard your audio. So, KF8, and then what was the suffix?
My name is Ion, and the suffix was GHT, Gold Hotel Tango.
Alright, Ion, I got it that time. So let me go back up to Linda, and I'll start with her, and then I'll work down my list. Hallo, Linda, wie geht's dir und wie ist das Wetter? And if you were to build an antenna for a handheld, what would it be? Go ahead.
Yeah, Richard, WB9CSP here from KSHL. And good afternoon for me here in California, and good evening to everybody else. Good morning, England, I guess. Let me see, UTC. No, you're still in good evening, Andrew. You're having a good evening. By the way, Richard, first of all, there's something going on with the display. Right now, all I see is I went out and came back in because it was stuck on the tech conference or something technical, and I wouldn't move. I didn't see anybody key up or anything. And so I went out, came back in, and now there's no display, and it just says FBA in conference VK3JAD. That's it. But you can hear me, apparently. So the weather here, we're in the 60s, we're breezy. We're actually, today and tomorrow, we have beach hazard warning. Sneaker waves. They always crack me up. I don't see anybody drowning from that, but they think it can drag people into the ocean, so I don't know. As far as the antenna goes, the best antenna for HT that I know of is a roll-up J-pole. It is as good as a mag mount for, you know, your mobile radio, and Ed Fong makes those. Ed Fong roll-up J-port, I have one. When he first introduced it, I was there at the meeting, and he had a few with him, and I bought it for him right then and there when it was introduced, and it's for HTs, so it works really, really well. So I have it upstairs. And I use the 3 meter for 4D stationary with it. So that's what I would suggest, to roll up J-pole for HTs. Okay, 6 hour back to you, Richard. And display just came back, K6L.
Yeah, I see that. Oh, my computer just kicked me out of everything. Yeah, that's not fun. Some of this is going to be a pain to log back into. I need to get a new computer. Yeah. Anyway, moving on here with the net, and thank you, Linda. KF8GHT, I hope I got that right. Good evening. How are you? Welcome to the Everything Net. How's the weather in Michigan? And what kind of antenna would you build for a handheld and why? Go ahead.
The weather is kind of cloudy, but it's also a little bit funny, and I would build if I could know how to build an antenna, maybe like a dipole maybe, or a directional. I don't know how to build it. I'd probably go directional to talk to the ISS, and, well, yes. I don't know why, I just wanted to, and I don't know. I just watched the radio. That's not my license, like, a couple weeks ago, so I don't know how to get with the tennis yet, so that's my guess.
Yeah, I have to be extra careful of the timeout timer since I got the other system connected. But I'm sure Graham or one of the other guys will let me know if something's off. But yeah, I actually have a Tram 1185, and I can talk to the space station on it quite regularly, surprisingly. So it doesn't take too much of an antenna. Now, if you're going to work other satellites, like AO-123 or SO-50 or some of the other ones I can't remember at the moment, then it might be a good idea to get a directional antenna. The ISS actually has a repurposed mobile radio, so that's why most people can work it so well, just in case anyone was curious. And we'll move on to John. Hello, John, W-A-T-O-Y. How are you today? How's the weather there, even though you're probably not too far apart from GHT? And what kind of antenna would you build for a handheld and why? Go ahead. I think John might have stepped away for a minute, so I'll come back to him. Take some more check-ins. John, I'll come back to you in just a moment. Anyone else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CSP.
Yeah, I'm back, Rich.
All right. Hi, John. How are you today? How's the weather there? And, what kind of antenna would you build for a HT and why? Go ahead.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Yeah, different time for the net, but that's okay. Works out for me. Weather-wise, it's chilly. I took my wife on a siren day today. We always go out the first Saturday of every month. Check the sirens for Oakland County, and we were wearing heavy coats in our car, so that's not supposed to happen in May, but oh well, at least we're out and about getting some good weather, good air. As far as antenna, I don't know. I would like to see maybe an active 2-meter antenna that gets with a small 2, 3, 4 watts of power, gets the same performance as say a mobile unit with 50 watts. There would have to be some kind of active antenna, maybe with 1,000 receivers in here. Oh, wait a minute. That's called a cell phone. There we go. Okay. Yeah, I'm done. I got my antenna. W-A-T-O-I. Have a good day, everyone.
Yep. Cell phones are, I don't know. That kind of brings me to another topic, but I'll bring it up for next week. And it would be a really good topic, too, for next week. But thank you for checking in, John. Anybody else wishing to check in to the Everything Net, come now, WB9CSB.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec.
Alright, there we go. KFAETQ, there we go, I had to read my own writing. Good afternoon, how are you? I don't think I've heard you before, so welcome to the Everything Net. And how are you? What's your name and location? And what kind of antenna would you build for a handheld is today's question, go ahead.
Okay, so I heard the question earlier. The answer for that question, what type of an antenna I'd like to try to build for a handheld, I'd like to try to make a sleeve to dipole eventually. I have some stuff at home to be able to make one. I just haven't tried it yet. And my name is Darren, and I'm out of Macomb County. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec.
Roger that, Darren. Thanks for checking in. Glad to have you today. And this net meets every Saturday at 5 p.m. Central Time. I changed the time, 2200 UTC. So hope to hear you again next Saturday. And thanks for stopping in. There is a 7-3 round, by the way. So you're able to make that. Not mandatory, but I do have that as well. With that, that brings me to the bottom of my list again. Anybody anywhere wishing to check in to the Everything Net, come now to WB9CSB. I think something didn't connect up. Hang on. I don't think the Canadians are connected. Let me see where they're at. I think who's missing. Give me just a second to fix that. WB9CSB. Alright, hopefully there's no feedback from the Canadians. I didn't know why it didn't connect for some reason. That's weird. So, let's try that again. Anybody else anywhere wishing to check in TV Everything Net, come now, WB9CSB. Yeah, I think I botched the last part. KE9AEE. I know I got the last part wrong. But good afternoon. How are you? How are things in the St. Louis metro area or around it? And what kind of antenna would you build for a handheld? Go ahead.
My name is Vance, and the call sign is Kilo Echo 9. Echo Victor Echo. I'm calling out of Hamel Township in Illinois, and I am so brand new, I don't know how to build an antenna for a handheld, but I really like to because I got an ST65 Daisy not too long ago that I'd really like to learn how to use better.
Ah, okay. Welcome to the net, Vance. Yeah, I don't get too many 9 calls in here, even though I am one. And welcome to Ham Radio. Yeah, I see you got your license back in February, so not too long ago. Congratulations. How are you liking that 7300 Mark II? I've never had one, but I heard it's slightly better than the original 7300.
Yes, my brother, just helped me set up my antennas yesterday. We put up a 88-meter loop for the HF radio, and so I just started using it within the last 24 hours. But in my first attempt, I made contact with a fellow in Brazil about 5,000 miles away. So I'm off to a good start, but I still really need to learn how to use it. It's a little bit intimidating, but I'm off to a good start.
Well, as long as you're talking in the code portion of the 80-meter band, you should be good to go. It says you're a technician, so hopefully you upgrade to general soon if you haven't already, and then you can have some real fun on 80 meters. Go ahead, Vance.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it. Yes, 10 meters is kind of limited, but I'm really looking forward to learning how to do more. Over.
Well, roger that, Vance. If you happen to be near the radio at 5 p.m. Central Time, I know Missouri's on the same time. I used to live in Waynesville or Fort Leonard Wood before I moved to Texas. I'm on the St. Louis repeater, so I'd love to hear you again. And I recently made the time change as of last week, so it was at 2, I changed it to 5, and there's a bunch of different ways you can get in. So if you have EchoLink on your phone or your computer or anything else, you can come in that way. And if there's anything with All-Star besides the St. Louis Radio Club, you can come in on All-Star that way. Over.
That all sounds great. I'm looking forward to doing more, and I'll check in again. Thanks. Over.
Roger that. And congratulations once again. All right. So let's see. That was KE9EVE Vance, and that brings me to the bottom of my list. I'll probably take one more round here and start 7-3. So I'll have time for late checks. So anybody else anywhere wishing to check into the everything net, come now, WB9CSP.
Kilo 9 Lima Oscar Echo K9LOE Chris in Marine, Illinois.
And hello, it's Mike Zero India November Foxtrot, currently in Surrey in the UK, but usually based up the road in London, UK. Greetings to you, connecting via EchoLink.
All right, leaving the gap there so I don't time anything out or step on anyone. K9LOE, Chris, I've got you and M0INF, Andy, normally in Surrey, I've got you. So let me go to Chris and then I'll get to Andy. So hello, Chris. How are things in Illinois? How's the weather? And what kind of antenna would you build for a handheld is today's question. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon to you and everybody on the net. Great weather here in southern Illinois. About 60, 65 degrees, I think, outside. I'm inside in the shop right now. And Vance, if you're still up, congratulations on the new license. Just in your neck of the woods, about 15 miles as the crow flies to the southeast over in Marine. So good job on the new license and enjoy the privileges. As far as a handheld antenna, it kind of depends what the purpose of the antenna is and what I'm doing. Recently, I've been experimenting with some aeronautical mobile stuff and built a neat little Yagi on a piece of cardboard with some foil tape that was just kind of affixed to the cardboard. So it gave some good gain and good directionality up in the airplane. So that's what I'm kind of monkeying with right now. Back to net control, K9LOE.
W. That's him.
Alright, Jeanette, I've got you, KI5SSR. Let me get Andy, and then thank you, Chris, for checking in. And have a good evening, I believe it is, Andy. How are things where you're at? M0INF. And what kind of antenna would you build for a handheld? Go ahead.
M0INF. Yeah, it's about 11:30, 23:36 this end. Kind of dark. We had some nice weather today, and then it started to rain, I guess, about 3 or 4 p.m. On the question of antennas, I'm not sure, actually. That's a very good question. I've been off amateur radio for a while. I'm just coming back on again. Thought I'd have a look at Echolink to see how things are looking. I've mostly been playing around with loop antennas on HF because I live in an apartment, usually in London, actually. So I've been playing around with various things like that. But yeah, happy to listen for tips on handheld antennas. It'd be interesting to hear what ideas people have. Over to you.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I have another good question for next week, and if you can make it at 2200 UTC, 5 p.m. Central Time, I'm going to talk about DMR and Meshtastic. So, but yeah, stick around, and you might get some good information. Thank you for checking in. Hi, Jeanette. KI5SSR, I'm almost certain that was you. So how are you, and how is Mike if he doesn't check in? And I'm pretty sure your weather's going to be about the same as me. But how is the weather in the grapevine? And what would you build for an antenna for an HT? Go ahead.
Here in the grapevine, and yeah, so, you know, honestly, I'm talking to you on my handheld Kenwood radio, yeah, G75, I'm sorry, man, in the brain. Anyway, I've got the antenna on it that it came with, and, you know, since I'm using an All-Star node, I don't have to worry about it. So I don't have to build anything. But I know there's people that buy different antennas to put on their handhelds. A lot of people do that, but I'm not me. And I don't get far enough away from my house. I have walked with my radio out there, and I can hear people further. If I key up, they can't hear me, but I can hear them. Let me reset. Richard. The Kentucky Derby's about to run, so that's probably hurting people getting on the net today. I've noticed it's been a little slow everywhere. But it's good to have you back, and I had to jump on here and say hello. You can put Mike down as in and out KM5Y, because we're getting ready for our net. We got Litterbox Lounge coming on 11 Cats Network. So 11cats.org is our website, 11 Cats on Echolink. And we're going to be talking about music this evening, so I love the fun stuff. And Richard, good to have you back. Glad I had time to jump on here. So back to you. Thank you for doing the net, Richard. Awesome job as always.
Yep, I know. it's funny because when it was at 2, Jeanette, you'd have to try and get someone else to run the other net for you so you could stop in. And now that I put it at 5, and then it's about to be your net. But I kind of like it a little later in the evening, to be honest. I've actually been contemplating it for a while, actually. But I've got Mike down as an IO, so thanks for checking in. And I'll make one more round of check-ins here before I start the 7-3 round. So Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CSP. Okay, well, that was a good list so far. I'll be with checks. So, Dale's already gone. I'm looking at my All-Star dashboard. So, Jeff, James, I can't remember your name without looking at my iPhone. You're up for the 7-3 round, KF0WOL, WB9CSP. Well, he's not showing up anymore. I don't know where he went, but that's all right. I don't think Cheryl's there, but I'll call her just in case. KJ5POU, your turn at the 7-3 round. Over. Okay, now Cheryl, I think she was the one and done. I know Linda's here because I see her on my screen. K6GRL, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Guten Abend und auf Wiedersehen, over.
Yeah, hello, Richard. WB9CSV here from K6GRL. Good to hear Jeanette there, and sounds good, but I have another net. There's so many nets. I'm not kidding. I have actually a net calendar. So to remind me what's going on, where I want to be when. And that's good, right? Let's see. One thing that I wanted to add, Richard, is I actually have an antenna that was modified to my specs. And because what I wanted is an antenna that I can take to the beach and connected to my HT, exactly that. And so what was done is, it is vertical at Fong antenna. You know, I'm sure you guys are familiar with it. They look like white plastic, and it's just like a stick, that vertical antenna. And then there is like it looks the same, but there's no antenna inside the bottom part of it. And it was, I could stick it into the sand and then put the antenna on top. And the bottom of the antenna, the Adfong antenna, was modified to have the cable connect to the side so I can stick it into the stick that goes into the sand. And then I have a converter cable to the coax. You put a regular coax on it. Converter cable to the HT. Works perfectly. So there you go. But I think I really like the J-pulled roll-up that I mentioned for stationary insight. You can use your HT with that. So, anyways, nothing else here. You know, we have the brief, as I mentioned, and have a good evening, everybody, and guten Abend, auf Wiedersehen, tschüss, au revoir, so, whichever, and see you next time. K6L,
back to Richard. Bye for the news broadcast in 5 minutes.
Well, thank you for the warning there, Ham Conference. Let me disconnect you guys. I need to make a note of that. Anyone on the Ham Conference, Wales Conference, if you want to continue the net, come to the Fox Bravo Alpha Conference. I'm going to drop TechLink. There we go. I hope I didn't interfere with them. That would not be fun. Let me go back to the list here. You're welcome, Chris. I got your email just now, your GMRS call. I also have one, WRYF926, but thank you for the email. Let's see, KF8GHT, Ian, Yeah, I think I got that right. Sorry if I botched her name. Go ahead with the 7-3 round, WB9CSP. Oops, I don't know if someone tried to check in on the IRLP there. I guess he left. So, John, W8POY, your turn at the 7-3 round, over.
Yeah, now I switched over to All-Star. For some reason, I could not get the All-Star to work before the net started. But once the net was running, it did start working, so I'm not sure what that was about. Ian from Warren, he is a brand new ham, and he is really getting into it. He's a very young gentleman. Forgot the exact age, extremely young. And he's really getting into it and has a good understanding of the radios and procedures and stuff like that. He's going to be around for a long time, I believe, and really really be an asset to ham radio. So, just so you know who he is, I think he's going to be around for a long time. And thanks for running the net and getting all these hookups. And I don't know how you keep track of all your different connections and hookups and stuff like that. And also, I'm also another one that keeps nets on a calendar, but I use a Google Calendar. So an hour before the net, I get a reminder on my phone whether I'm going to be using a radio or whatever I'm going to be using for the net. I get a reminder on my Google Calendar that I have a net coming up and for me to get ready for it if I'm in a position where I can participate. I find that a very convenient way of keeping track of lots of different nets to log into. So everyone have a good afternoon. Stay warm. Stay dry. And 73, WTOY.
Yeah. Not sure how you, my email shows up publicly. Not sure how that happens, but I don't really mind it. As long as someone's getting their license, it doesn't bother me. And I can look up the call. But anyway, thanks for checking in, John. Glad you were able to make it today. Let's see. KF8ETQ, if you're still there, go ahead with the 7-3 round from WB9CSP. All right. I guess he's not there anymore. That's all right. Vance, if you're still there, KE9EVE. Go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CSD.
This is KE9EVE. Thank you for sharing some time with me today. I really enjoyed it, and over.
Good job, and thanks for checking in, and hope to hear you again next Saturday. Good job at getting your ham license. K9LLE, go ahead at the 7-3 round if you're still there, WB9CST. Alright, I don't hear Chris. I don't know if Andy's still there, but I'll call him just in case. M0INS. Andy, if you're still there, go ahead with the 7-3 round, over. All right. Jeanette or Mike, if you guys are still there, I know you're getting ready for your net. KI5SSR or KM5BOT, if you're still there, go ahead with the 7-3 round, over. Well, I guess that's everyone. I'll call for a single round of check-ins here since I've actually gotten finished up a little early here. So anybody anywhere wishing to check in before I close down here, come now. WB9CST.
And 4ZCB Mobile.
Hey, Ralph, you caught the tail end. Good job. How are you today? How's the weather in Georgia? And today's question what kind of antenna would you build for a handy talkie? Go ahead.
Okay, I'm chuckling. actually, I would build a quarter wave ground plane. I actually have one in the garage made out of, I don't know if it's aluminum wire or it's a stiff, it's not a flexible, wire. It's a thick, rigid wire. And I have used it with a handy talkie. I was in Ohio and I was on high ground about, 30 miles from a repeater, and I set it on the roof of my car using the roof of the car as a ground plane, and had a piece of coax and the connectors and whatnot, and had it connected to a handy talkie and brought up the repeater. Other than that, I have connected my handy talkie to my Omni antenna on top of my tower, but I didn't build that. And the weather here today is fantastic. We're out at Hunter Park in Douglasville having our dinner. Sorry for the late check-in. I'll be on time next week. Back to net control, WV9CSP. This is N4ZCV.
Do that, Ralph. Okay, that was weird. My phone just bumped me off the Wi-Fi. Hopefully everyone can still hear me. So let me wrap this up just in case. if anyone wants to try their hand at running this net, I'm not picky. I'll let anyone run it. I have a pretty basic script for closing and opening it. And speaking of closing and opening, this has been the Everything Net from Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa. This net meets every Saturday now at 5 p.m. Central Time, 2200 UTC. If you'd like more information about it, you can go to my ever-updating website, wb9csp.deltaecho.de, and you can find everything there. With that, give me a minute to disconnect everything, and Linda, I will meet you on the VK3JED conference server, wb9csp.
Copy, K6 Joe.
Alpha 8 Romeo Kilo Mobile.